all the suspense of the Leela was only to increase the sweetness of their love. That is Vrindavan. Madhurya Dham, the place of the deepest sweetness. Shukadeva Goswami, the crest jewel of all renunciates and scholars, he gives a beautiful verse to summarize this pastime. He said, the mercy, this kind of mercy has never been accessible even to Lord Brahma, even to Lord Shiva or Lakshmi Devi, the expanded energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have never experienced the type of mercy that was given to Mother Yashoda. Brahma is the original guru of the universe. Paramhamsa Acharya, who's the firstborn son of the Lord and the secondary creator, such a Mahatma. And Shiva, who is an expansion, non-different than Narayan, non-different than Krishna, who's the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of creation. Sadashiva, Rudra, Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu, most exalted personality, and Lakshmi Devi, who's the goddess of fortune, who's never separated from Krishna, who is his consort of Lord Narayan. Shukadeva Goswami said, what was given to Yashoda cannot be understood and experienced even by Brahma, Shiva, or Lakshmi. And what is that? Yashoda's pure, intimate, sweet, motherly love conquered Krishna, bound Krishna, gave the highest satisfaction to Krishna. And Krishna gave the deepest, sweetest, highest ecstasy of spiritual satisfaction to Yashoda Mai. This is Vrindavan. Today, Diwali is the actual day when this Leela, Damodar Bandana, took place. Actually, after Krishna was untied and was reunited with Mother Yashoda more intimately than ever, the gopis, from that day on, they would love to call Krishna Damodar. One who was bound by the waist, by the rope of your mother's love. Satyavrat Muni in Damodarastakam offers obeisances to Gopal, who's conquered by the love of his devotee. And he offers his obeisances to Yashoda Mai, who is such a devotee. And he offers his obeisances millions of times to the rope, which personifies the love of a devotee's heart. Later on, there's another Damodar pastime where Srimati Radharani, the Ladini Shakti, the ultimate reservoir of all love, who is the presiding goddess of all devotion in Vrindavan. In one lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, in Vrindavan, everyone says Radhe Radhe and Jai Shri Radhe. They say Sri Radha's name even more than Krishna's, because they know that through the grace of Sri Radha, the feminine potency, the feminine aspect of the Absolute Truth, all the perfections of love can awaken within our heart. And only by her grace and through the grace of her servants can one enter into the realm of Vrindavan. The Acharyas explain what Yashoda Mai personified is accessible to everyone to a particular degree if we follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan. Following in the footsteps does not mean imitating. If we pretend to be gopas or gopis, it will never go beyond our mental imagination. But the spirit of selfless service, the spirit of truly humbly tasting the sweetness of Krishna's name, the spirit of living without ego or selfishness, and the spirit of tasting the sweetness of Krishna's pastimes, naturally, as our true, genuine love awakens, then by the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, by Srila Prabhupada's divine grace, then we will be connected to the residents of Vrindavan. Because Srila Prabhupada and our Acharyas are eternal residents of Vrindavan. We are all just trying to connect through following their instructions, through receiving their grace and through pleasing them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the spirit of the love of Sri Radha, feeling that love and distributing that love. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the most profound, difficult thing so simple. We can enter into the realm of Vrindavan by developing this true mood of servant of the servant, by hearing these wonderful pastimes, and by cultivating a genuine taste for chanting the holy name. Srila Prabhupada invited devotees, pilgrims, people from all over the world to come to Vrindavan, to enter into this mood genuinely. Prabhupada didn't invite us here to enjoy Vrindavan like tourists. He came to the West from Vrindavan and then invited all of us back to be enriched by the spirit of love, of seva. Let us appreciate the exalted gift of coming in contact with the supreme abode of the Lord, even if it is so way beyond our realization, experience, or even imagination. if we're just grateful with a humble spirit to receive it, then Krishna will fill our hearts with unimaginable realizations. Let us offer our obeisances to that rope, the rope of bhakti. And Sri Radha is the very source. She is that rope that Yashoda Mai put around Krishna. It is her energy ultimately. And one time when Krishna made Sri Radha angry with him, she tied the rope of her ecstatic love around Krishna's waist. Shri Radha Damodar. And Krishna wanted the whole world, the whole spiritual world, material world, to know that he's forever bound by the love of his devotees.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.